Hudson Valley Focus on this Wednesday morning. So we're going to go from Family Services, Leah Feldman, and Marlene Barrett and Kevin Monahan from Putnam County Office for Senior Resources Institute. Good morning, Marlene.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
And Kevin, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to come in. We could have done it over the phone, but meeting you now for the first time is makes things so much easier. So you heard me end the conversation with Leah about you being here, and one of the first things that comes to my mind when we're talking about some of the senior, and as Leah was saying, just reaching out and letting somebody know that you're there and that they care, whether it's making a phone call or that personal visit, Marlene, even with dealing with seniors, loneliness and isolation is detrimental to our health and well-being.
Yes, it's a pandemic, and actually the Surgeon General came out with equates to social isolation and loneliness equates to smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
I can remember what the number
was. How impactful it is, absolutely.
Yeah. We saw this during COVID, and individuals who were in, whether it was their own home or in a care home somewhere, when you go back and actually look at the statistics, the fatality rate of individuals from loneliness and isolation, I believe, actually is exceeded the number from actual COVID deaths.
Oh, absolutely. It's no one realizes the impact of it and how it, you know, it's systemic and leads to other issues. So and that's kind of why our services are so important and why we're here today.
One of the other things, and Kevin, I'll come to you in 1 second. The every other week I do a food and nutrition, which I've been doing now for more than a dozen years with a registered dietitian. And unfortunately, many of our seniors who live alone, I think you've got your Meals on Wheels programs, but individuals who live alone, well, I'm not going to bother to fix a meal for myself and all. I mean, even overcoming things like that. So and that puts you on a downward spiral. So, Kevin, what's your role here?
So I'm the deputy director. In the past, I had been the nutrition director for Putnam County. I was there for a year. I was a nutrition director for Orange County for 10 years. And so my whole life has been dedicated to nutrition.
I didn't know that when I was talking about nutrition, but obviously this is...
He's your guy.
And as you can tell, I do like to eat, although the radio can't see that. But we do, you know, getting the people out just for a meal is kind of... it's more than just a meal, is what we like to say. Yes. Getting the people out reduces that loneliness and isolation. It gets them into the site. They see people every day. They interact. We have exercise programs. We have so many programs at our sites, and we just love to have them there. We offer bus rides for people within Putnam County. We do the home-delivered meals, like you said, for people in Putnam County. But the congregate sites are open to anyone. I know that we're kind of centrally located here, but anyone in the country, really, who's over 60 can come to the congregate sites and have a free lunch. There is a suggested donation for the meals, but there is no cost.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really here to help people get out and expand their friendship base, expand their experiences, and kind of keep enjoying life at a high level.
When you talk about it, what an interesting way to say it, expand their friendship base, especially as people age and their contemporaries pass away.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a double whammy. You've lost someone who was close to you, so you have that emotional thing, but maybe now you're alone.
Yep. And we don't want you to be alone.
Right.
We want you to come and enjoy. And we have a lot of our seniors who come are widows or widowers. And it's like a breath of fresh air. You get to meet people who are in the same situation as you, who are interested in the same things as you. And it really just keeps people active and vibrant in the community. And Marlena last night in the legislature made a great point about the difference between elderly and elders.
Right. So this is also Older Americans Month as well. And the theme this year is Flip the Script. So it's combating ageism. And one of the things is, you know, as a society, we think when we say hear the word elderly, we think of someone that may be more frail.
Right.
Versus an elder, which is an elder of a community that's more prestigious, they're revered, they're respected. So we want to change the societal vision of what a older adult is. They're,
wish I could remember what my wife has an expression about this, about that distinction, the person who's old and the person who's like acts really elderly or something. And she has an expression for it. I can't remember exactly what it is.
You know, Americans are living longer. They're more active. So older adults are we have our volunteer program. We have over 400 volunteers, 50,000 service hours.
Wow.
They're out there in the community. It actually equates to about a little over $1.4 million that goes back into the community
through volunteer,
through our older adult volunteers. So, you know, people are going out. We have all these activities, I say, either through, you know, our office for senior resources, your local office for aging. The towns have activities through their parks and rec. The libraries have activities. Get out there. Learn something new. This is the time to do it.
Well, to your point, for decades I've been an advocate of lifelong learning, and it's kind of weird. I was asked a little over a dozen years ago. I was asked to do this 5-day a week talk radio show, and I had actually was retired and had done a little weekend show, but I found now, Marlene, that it's really kept me very active. You know, we had an insurance business. I was the only insurance guy who never learned to golf. and I think back now, what would I be doing? But I've met so many great people along the way, and it just has had benefits that I never would have thought about in advance.
Absolutely. You have a lot to give back. Your years of experience, your wisdom. Now you got your. This is your new path. So this is what we want.
Robbie, you going to join this conversation?
Well, yeah, we were talking a little bit off air about my specific situation, how my grandmother is in the same kind of programs. And so hearing about what you guys do and what kind of resources that I can now bring to my grandmother in Westchester, it's fantastic to, you know, hear about what you guys do. So specifically, what are some programs that keep these older people engage in the community and their friends?
Absolutely. What do you mean, older people? Well,
seniors.
Yeah, so we have it all, and I just want to point out how Putnam County, we're built a little bit differently than other counties. So whereas the services may be the same across the different counties, we're a one-stop shop, and that's kind of our point of pride. Our drivers, our nutrition staff, case management, they're all Putnam County employees. They're all working for the Office for Senior Resources. So though we have boots on the ground and we're able to work together for a common goal. So we say how to get people out. Our drivers, you know, pick up the community members, bring them to our four friendship sites. We have them in Carmel, Mayapack, Putnam Valley, and Phillipstown. They come into our friendship centers. We have meals. We have activities. You know, go to our website, putnamcountyny.gov/OSR. We have the menu. We have the activities for all our friendship sites. You know, got those going on during the day. We have a delicious meal from our nutrition staff that is, you know, our dietitian approved. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you cannot forget bingo afterwards. Goes without fail. Bingo every afternoon. So that's, you know, how we get people out in the community. Also mentioned, we have our home delivered meals. And I know you mentioned before that connection with the driver. So having the same driver every single day delivering the meal, they, you know, form that bond. Mm-hmm. It's also a check-in. You know, that may be the only contact that person has that day, and they know they're going to be checked on. And we kind of say it saves a life a little bit, because there's been lots of times where someone doesn't feel well, but they know their driver's coming at 11:30.
Right.
And they let them know, and we've had to call 911 or other things that we've been able to intercept. Or the driver says, hey, they come back to case management and they notice, you know, Mrs. Smith is not looking good. I've been noticing she's been a little off lately. Do you mind reaching out? And outreach happens at that time. So having everybody connected, working together, we're out there, we're providing those services. So it's, you know.
One thing that I'm looking at in the brochure that you gave me, Marlene Barrett, is Epic Elderly Pharmaceutical Insurance Coverage. But now it reminds me, in the news yesterday, we've got a major, you know, drug chain, Rite Aid, filing for bankruptcy. And so people who maybe are in this category are going to be mm-hmm. concerned about having access to their prescription medications. So that would be something that, you know, being connected to your office mm-hmm. to help them if they need to find new sources of supply?
Yes, the HICAP program is fantastic, and it's available in all counties. It is an unbiased person that's able to counsel you on what is available. So she'll look at, you know, she'll ask you prescriptions, what kind of care do you need? You know, do you go to see the doctor a lot, you know, versus, you know, not at all? What kind of services do you need? And open enrollment is a very important time, and that happens in November. You know, there's a lot of brokers out there. You'll see a lot of commercials out mm-hmm. on the air. You know, they want the whoever famous person they've seen on the commercial. But this is, they're not trying to, HICAP does not sell you anything. They let you know what is available and what your specific situation is. So whether it's, you know, the Advantage plans, certain Part D plans, they lay it all out for you. So I would really highly suggest anybody come open enrollment or anytime reach out to your HICAP coordinator.
8:45 on Hudson Valley Focus Live, and we're going to take a quick break, and we will come back in a minute, talk more about Putnam County offices for senior resources on the Beacon. Hudson Valley Focus, 8:49 on this Wednesday morning, and we are talking with Marlene Barrett and Kevin Monahan, the Putnam County Office for Senior Resources. Kevin, I want to come back to you on the food and nutrition, because this, in my mind, is absolutely huge. Even something as simple as seniors making sure that they stay hydrated, mm-hmm. because that's a big issue.
Yep. People forget to drink water, or they take a water pill and make something to go to the bathroom, or it's a sort of painful, you know, they might have arthritis, something like that. It's hard to get up and go to the bathroom sometimes. So sometimes seniors won't drink water, but we have to encourage it every day. We have water available, obviously, at all the sites. We try to push the hydration issue. You know, some people, especially in that generation, are used to having a glass of juice with their meals. Mm-hmm. And we have a relatively new certified dietitian who made the difficult choice to take the juice out of the senior centers. And that's been the number one complaint that I've had over the last year. But it has been good for the seniors, whether they like it or not. They're upset of losing the flavor, but being able to drink more water is only a positive. Drinking all those sugary juices that people are used to from their childhood are
which
very
we're learning bad. How detrimental that is. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I'm expressing this properly, but dehydration can almost immediately affect your cognition, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, and it presents as different things. People don't always see it as dehydration, even the doctors, because you could lose, like you said, cognitive function. You won't be going to the bathroom. You won't have full muscle function. It can present as different things that people just aren't aware of, that it's causing such a big issue, and all they really need to do is drink a glass of water.
Yes, yes. And I mean, one of the things that I've found even is sometimes I find myself getting a headache for no reason. Well, right. Wait a minute. You've been going all day long, and you haven't been drinking that water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had 3 cups of coffee and no water. So that happens at work sometimes.
Yes.
Exactly. So I'm curious about your physical facility, where you prepare meals. Kevin, can I stick with you for a minute?
So we have our main kitchen is in Mayapac. We have our head cook there, and we have another cook. And the bigger items we'll produce there, something that the smaller kitchens can't really handle, and then we'll send it out from there to the sites. But for the most part, our sites are making the meals on site in that morning, fresh, hot, ready to go. Everybody gets, you know, food deliveries every week. It's not frozen foods. We don't use convenience foods. We, you know, buy and make everything ourselves.
Wow. Congratulations to everybody involved in that.
Oh, yes.
They're hardworking. They're a great team. Like I said, our dietitian now, she's put in this great new menu that people love. We do fresh fish every Wednesday.
It's a busy day.
Yeah, yes, that's our best day.
Yes.
We do a vegetarian meal every week. We do.
I'm coming for lunch today. Baked cod with dill sauce, quinoa, couscous, yes. Cucumber salad, berries with yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of yogurt, but you know, the rest of
it's got a lot of protein in it.
Yeah.
Pretty soon we have a partnership with Tilly Foster Farm, where we get organic fresh produce from them twice a week. So we use homegrown produce that is beautiful, fresh.
Wow. And we're coming to a great part of the season now where we start to get the local.
That's right. Yeah.
Local produce. So you got a big food distribution company over there in Putnam County, don't you there?
Acentico. So we do purchase from them. They have a very nice list of high quality ingredients. We've started purchasing from them this year, and they've been nothing but great to us.
I know Kevin did his did his State of the County address there last month.
Oh yes,
I guess
if you ever had the opportunity to take a tour, it is phenomenal.
Yes,
their organization, it's wonderful.
Yes, and they're open to the public now. They have a retail market, so I will be stopping over there sometime in the near future.
Yes.
So we have about 2 minutes left here. I know the time flies by very, very. Please understand that you guys have an open invitation to come here as you have events happening or to set up some kind of regular communication to promote what's going on and really to get seniors engaged and maybe break out of the routine and learn new experiences regardless of the age.
Yes. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. There's always something to talk about. There's always a new topic. So that would be wonderful.
Do we have, Robbie? About a minute or two left?
Yes.
Okay.
2 minutes to be exact.
So, Marlene, the floor is yours.
All right. Well, just, come out, engage, socialize. You know, you can come for one day, come all 5 days. Just get out there. The weather is starting to get nice and beautiful. There's always something going on. We have our picnic coming up in June that's open to all the towns. We have our volunteer recognition brunch coming up at the end of this month with our seniors of the year. So, there's always something to do for
everybody.
Where
is that held, that recognition event? Where is that held?
That is at the Mayapak Golf Course.
Okay.
So we have about over 200 volunteers coming, and we have 2 Seniors of the Year and other community service awards.
Wow.
So it's
well, I like I said at the outset, I really appreciate you both coming in. It's nice to meet you in person and to see two individuals who it's obvious from the looks on your faces how much you put into this at a very personal level.
Thank you.
And it sounds as though what you said, that's the staff across the entire agency.
Absolutely. I just want to give a shout out to everybody at the Office for Senior Resources. We realize that these are our neighbors, our family, people that we've grown up with. It's a personal thing, and they all do fantastic work.
And so everybody listening to us today, maybe you're not going to do this, but maybe make this the day you make that phone call to somebody who you've been thinking about checking in on. This is the day to do it.
Yes.
Correct.
I have friends who just moved from Vermont to up to the coast of Maine. And so now I'm going to have to take that advice myself today and see how they did with their transition on their they're going to a planned senior community.
Nice. Oh, very nice.
And, we're all in our upper 70s now. And, while they're healthy, they wanted to make this transition, move from a really rural area of Vermont that was, not even close to medical services out to something. So these are, housing options for seniors are also things that we can talk about going forward.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Marlene Barrett and Kevin Monahan, Putnam County Seniors. Thanks for being on Hudson Valley Focus.